Does this look centered?
Let me see. Maybe if I just put it a little more to the up.
No, leave it up. It really elevates the space.
Hello and welcome back to A Stark Contrast, where we discuss the differences and similarities from Marvel Comics to their MCU counterparts. And we're your hosts, Jeffrey
and Di.
Hello, hello and welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back, everybody.
And we are back with a video.
On camera.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, we forgot last time, so.
Yes, I forgot. Sorry.
It's all good. So welcome back to the show, and also welcome to Mini Marvel number 15.
Woo!
Where we talk all about the broader Marvel universe and the MCU's hot topics.
Yes.
So I don't know about you, Jeff, but when I was preparing this, I was like, there isn't that much happening right now.
It's all Agatha all along.
Agatha. That took me a second. I can't
Agatha,
even lie. Agatha.
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 It has been all Agatha.
It's all Agatha.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like I had to kind of go through my feed and go like, wait, what have they have they done lately? Because they really have it. After D23, it was kind of like, boom, Agatha,
after the,
done.
The con run.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And so speaking of con runs, that's actually the first thing we're going to talk about. But very quickly, we're nearing the end of the year, which means we're nearing the end of the season. So we're tightening up our character studies. So if you'd like to hear about somebody in particular, let us know.
And
yeah. If we don't do it this year, we'll do it first thing in 2025. Let that sink in.
The number alone sounds weird.
Absolutely still stuck in 2023. Like, if not 2020. So definitely let us know on social media. We do read our DMs, all that good stuff. So be sure to drop us a comment and let us know. But yeah, so speaking of conventions, Marvel is prepping for their New York Comic-Con showcase. Let me just very quickly say it. I have to say it. Jeffrey's wifey is going.
One of them.
One of them, sorry.
One of the main three, that's for
who's
sure.
Who's the other? Who? Haley and who's the third one?
Flo.
Flo.
It's okay. She's
we're sharing that one.
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry. She's at the bottom of my wifey list.
Okay.
So you're good.
Top of mine. So, but one of Jeffrey's wifeys is going to New York Comic Con, and so I jokingly sent him the link. Hey, Jeff, guess who's going to New York Comic Con?
And Di sent me the link, and I was just like, oh, okay, let me click on it. And I was like, oh my God, Elizabeth Olsen. And then I checked when New York Comic Con was, guys, and I just found out literally this week that I am going to New York that same weekend for work.
Meant to be, right?
And now I'm like, I have been deciding all day. I don't know what I want to do yet. This might be the only time I have like the closest chance to meet her. But my God, those meet and greet prices are
insane.
Like, I get it. I totally get it.
100%.
I get it.
Yeah.
But oh my God.
It's a cool $300.
Like
$300. Yeah, it's kind of wild.
Well,
I can't even talk because the only one I've ever had to pay for one at has been New York Comic Con. The rest of the ones I've done,
yeah,
they've all been free. So I get it. But once you do it, you're like, ooh, I paid for that.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's a lot. Wifey?
I know.
Can you just imagine?
I know.
Jeffrey, why didn't you come to see me at New York Comic Con? But I digress. So, while she's not going to New York with Marvel in mind, obviously, kind of.
Yeah.
Paul Bettany will be there. Josh Brolin will be there. I don't know who else is going. Oh, I want to say Peggy Carter, Haley Atwell.
Yes.
But none of them are going for Marvel. They're all going for other
their
projects.
Own things.
Yeah. So.
Hell yeah.
Chris Pratt will be there, but he's not doing meet and greets. I don't know who else is doing photo ops and stuff, but
that line's gonna be like so long.
It's not, because I'm telling you, they do it by
the time slots.
Time slots, and they only put like 100 people. And like I said, you go in. Hello, nice to meet you. I'm Jeffrey. I love you. Oh my God, marry me. And then they go, cha-ching.
Like, what would I even say to her? I'm a 30-year-old man.
Child. You're still a young boy at heart. Still
a
child.
Is that even creepier? Like, is that is that creepier?
Oh, gosh.
Like, what do I say to the love of my life?
Yeah. I mean, it's tough, right? But I mean, I like to go in with the gratitude angle.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for everything you've done. That's why I said to Laura, to Laura Bailey.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, what do I even say to you? Like, she does voice acting all across the board, obviously. But I was just like, what do I say to her? And so, yeah, I was kind of like, thank you. You're amazing.
She is. And and obviously in like Love and Death too. I watched because of her.
Lizzie, yeah.
And she killed it. She killed it in that.
Quite literally.
So now I'm just like.
Yeah. No. You have time to think about it as much as you don't, because those tickets.
I know. They were still available, though.
They're still available. She did not crash the site like our friend Chris Evans did. He crashed the site 4 times.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
But I also think because there's so many other.
Yeah.
Like, event, and I also saw there's like Avengers packages, which is insane.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it's Paul Bettany, Josh Brolin.
Yeah.
Basically, that's a toxic three right there.
Isn't that crazy?
That's a toxic
But if you
theory.
Had a great concept for a photo, oh my God, it could be marvelous.
I would literally just ask Josh Brolin to hold Paul Bettany's head and then have Lizzie in the bag being like, oh my God.
You're both screaming.
Yeah. Like, oh.
And I bet they would do it. I bet they would do it. Bucky.
Like that was.
Yeah.
So they're selling like a photo with like those, with that trio, which I'm like, that's insane.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
So yeah, so Marvel itself is returning to New York, or actually that's their home turf, so they're not even returning. But they're going into the convention with Comic Central centric panels with a touch of gaming. So they're leaning more into their gaming.
Oh, yeah, because there's a Marvel game, yeah.
Yeah, and so they're doing all that. They're kind of, the panels are very low-key. It's not quite the same as they do with San Diego.
Yeah.
San Diego. Hall H, what do I have to say? Like,
and then
they did D23. So they save all the good stuff, well, that stuff for those cons. New York is very much more low-key. They just kind of bring in locals and the high rollers as far as the creative side goes. So speaking of, one of their panels includes a spotlight on Ryan Meinerding, who is Marvel Studios' head of visual development. And so he's one of my favorite, like, I would say contemporary artist, because he does very much digital. I don't know if he's done like hand painting or whatnot, like other traditional comic creators have.
Yeah.
But he's obviously the man responsible for most of the iconic MCU looks. And I don't know if he does the spacecrafts and the like scenery and environments, but he's the guy.
Oh, okay.
He's the guy. And he has a new book coming out, which is simply titled The Art of Ryan Meinerding, and it drops October 1st from Abrams Publishing. And here's the cover.
That looks super cool.
Maybe we could put it on screen or something. I don't know. But yeah, it's essentially a art book of all of his conceptual art for Marvel so far. I imagine it's the first of many. And I'm sure Andy Park is going to release one right after him, who is the other visual development artist. So, that's probably, it's a great panel. It sounds like a great panel. I would definitely go see it if I'm able to, and hopefully you will too. But on the other side of things, I don't know if you saw this, because I saw the picture and I saw you like the picture.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what is it? And it's Lego Marvel Avengers Mission Demolition is an all new special.
Special, yeah.
Because I, like many people who saw the picture, thought
it was
cool.
A game.
It's a new game.
Yeah.
I thought it was a game.
Yeah.
It's a special.
Little, yeah.
So it's a Marvel Lego special streaming October 18th.
Because why not? Because why not?
Yeah, they have a great great relationship, Marvel and Lego and Disney and Lego, I suppose. So on top of the games, on top of what they've already created, they're now releasing this new thing, and so. It did not register with me at all what this was. I was like, oh, Wolverine. Wait, no, it's Deadpool as Wolverine. And I was like, wait, no. Because this character is actually an existing character from the 1980s named Demolition Man.
Wow.
So Marvel has a Demolition Man, and he looks like that. So not to be confused with our old pal Wolverine, but the series focuses on Demolition Man, known as D-Man, hence the D on his forehead. And he was introduced in the comics. And so he literally looks like a combination of Wolverine and Daredevil.
I was going to say, that's literally...
It's literally Wolverine and Daredevil.
Yes.
But mustard and ketchup Daredevil. Not the red one.
Yeah.
Yellow and red. And so that's Demolition Man. And so this short is about him. And obviously as the Avengers, we'll see what happens. It looks fun.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
But where is... Stilt Man.
He might be in that. But isn't it crazy? Like some rando. This is what keeps my dream alive.
That they'll just.
They have a series special on Demolition Man. Stilt Man is right around the corner, baby.
They might. Stilt Man. They might just throw him in there. Like, oh my God, is that Stilt
Can
Man?
And then
that's it. You see him 1 second, he's done.
I'd be good. I'd be like, realized. Dream realized. So. In other news, Venom, The Last Dance.
Venom.
I keep forgetting this isn't out yet, let alone it's coming out, until I see something pop up and I'm like, oh yeah, we're
like,
back here.
They're promoting it pretty far in advance,
mm-hmm.
but it's not like a consistent promotion. Like,
no, not at all.
You know, obviously the budgets are different.
Yeah.
But like, I felt like when Deadpool and Wolverine was getting marketed.
Sure.
Like you were seeing something every day, every other day,
which
obviously plays into the budget, marketing budget. Yeah. But like when you see something and you see something again a week or two later, you're kind of like, oh, it's not out yet,
right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, 100%. Because I think, I don't know, maybe I'm making this up, I thought that the initial release date was supposed to be in September.
Yeah,
maybe that's what I'm thinking of. But yeah, to your point, the fact that it's not out yet, I was like, oh, we still have a month. And it doesn't feel like they're pushing it as hard as they could. Maybe they're saving it. But do you have any predictions on how that's going to go? Because they newly released, at least somebody did, found out like, oh, Null, who's the big baddie. We talked a little bit about him during our Venom episode.
Yes.
He is the king of symbiotes. He is being portrayed by Norman Reedus, who I wanted for various roles in the MCU. However, I don't know if he'll be able to do it now. But I mean, he is only, I guess he's the voice. I don't know. Because he does appear to be a little CGI.
Okay.
I don't know. Because he's a human, he's kind of like a Mr. Sinister scenario.
Got it. Oh, okay.
He looks kind of weird, but he could be synthetic. He could be makeup. Who knows?
Got it.
But yeah, so I don't know what to expect still. Hopefully it's good. Do you think it's the last film?
I hope it is. It's called The Last Dance.
Yeah.
If Michael Jordan's documentary was called The Last Dance, it better be the last one.
The Last Dance.
Yeah.
The Last Dance. Yeah.
It's The Last Dance.
Tonight. So we'll see how that pans out. We have about a month to go. But something else we did see that is here, as we spoke about, would you say Agatha. We attended a special screening of Agatha All Along at the El Capitan Theater earlier this week, and the series just started streaming on Disney Plus with a 2-episode premiere on the 18th.
It was so like, not weird, but like surreal watching it, because I'm so with all these shows.
Yeah,
I've only watched it like at midnight at home.
Sure.
And so now I'm like, oh wait, I'm like taking it all in with a crowd.
Yeah. Also, speaking of the time, I didn't realize that it was premiering at 6 p.m. on Wednesday.
Oh, not instead of midnight?
It wasn't midnight. It was 6 p.m.
Oh, wow.
It was a hard 6 p.m.
So we saw it.
Yeah, we didn't just get a few hours ahead. No, we were like legitimately a day ahead. So that's nice. Oh, yeah, we saw it on Tuesday.
Around
7. And so, yeah, so it officially debuted on Wednesday, the 18th, 6 p.m. at night. of course, they live tweeted it, so to speak. They didn't do spoilers, which I appreciate. I wasn't looking at it.
I wasn't either.
Yeah, but from what I could see as the tweets were coming in, they didn't spoil it for people like they have previous things. They were very subtle about what they were talking about. I was like, okay, good. Because I think, you know, it's definitely a dialogue online. Like, even with games, movies, series, you can't, even comic books. Like with Uncanny X-Men. Yeah. I'm avidly reading X-Men books right now. If I wait until the morning that it comes out to read it, like later that morning,
yeah,
I will see spoilers on my FYP. Ugh. Because they, like shows and other things, drop at midnight. So somebody will stay up. And I did. I stayed up for Uncanny X-Men number 2 because I was like, oh, I'm up anyway. I'll just wait for another half hour.
Yeah.
Just so that I wouldn't see spoilers. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So
been there.
Yeah.
Been there.
So thankfully they're taking a better approach with sharing stuff on social, especially something like Twitter, where they're not straight up giving the show away.
Yeah.
They're doing it very subtly.
I noticed that too. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And so very quickly, we did get a listener comment on Instagram from Carly Insane Guy.
Woo!
It's been a minute, dude. Thanks for leaving a comment. So as far as the two episodes go, Curly Insane Guy says, loved it, campy, spooky, funny to boot, perfect vibes for this time of year, superb acting.
In the words of Madison, was fun, but spooky. Then fun again, but spooky, but fun and spooky again.
I love the way that her hand, the emphasis.
It was fun, but spooky. Fun again, but spooky.
And then
fun.
I need to like memorize it. So good.
And I was like, wow, that's probably like the most accurate description of the first two episodes.
Incredible. I love that she's a meme, and I really like.
Marvel Studios retweeted that.
I know,
which is hilarious.
I love that. And so I sent it to a friend who is not Marvel-ish. Like they like WandaVision. They're gonna watch Agatha.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty much it for her. And so I sent her the clip and she thought it was so funny, and I had to contextualize it for her a bit because I was like, oh, by the way, this is from She-Hulk. Because I was like, I will never forgive people who don't like She-Hulk that aren't part of that crowd.
Exactly.
Obviously, that it's targeted against.
I agree.
But if you like good stuff and you don't like She-Hulk,
yes,
you might be part of the problem.
I agree.
But anyway, Madison's amazing. So we are going to talk about the series in its entirety after the season ends.
Yes.
So this will be in November. But yes, let's go for a sort of first thoughts, semi-spoiler-free, but
everyone
not really.
Everyone dies.
Thank you, Tom Holland. Tom Holland, Mark Ruffalo here, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think?
I was like, I'm watching a Disney Marvel show, but I'm like, oh, witches.
Witches.
It's like a modern day.
I love it.
Sabrina, the teenage
witch.
Oh my
gosh.
Buffy.
It's funny that you mentioned Sabrina because another friend who hadn't watched it yet.
Yeah.
And asked me, because I didn't post anything about it, our watch.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It didn't even occur to me that I didn't say anything. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, people probably think I hate it. I didn't say anything. That's the indicator.
That's right, guys. You're hearing it here first. Guy hates witches.
How dare you, sir? But yeah, like if I don't, I realized very quickly that when I don't say something about something I've seen.
Oh, people think you hate it.
Oh, I hate it. No, yeah. It means I hate it.
Oh,
it means
think,
I don't
oh, yeah.
like it. And so people are like, do you like it? And so people were DMing me like and texting me like, so how was it?
What did
you think? And I was like, oh, you know. And so my other friend said very, very like plainly, she's like, it's given me some Sabrina vibes. I was like,
ooh,
actually, yes. And if you watched The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Yeah.
The one with Kiernan Shipka. I loved that show. I thought it was great. It is a lot like Agatha, but I feel like it's a little leveled up. Or let me just say, it's leveled up because it's more mature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of, because you're also dealing with
adults.
Well, yeah,
it's rated TV
17 or whatever. MA, yeah. And it's dealing with actual adults, whereas Chaos was about teenagers.
Got
and
it.
Teen witches yeah. and stuff. And so there's that drama of like school and going, like, whatever. It's fine. And like Wednesday too. Like Wednesday is a bit more in the vein of teen strife and stuff. It does have adults in it, but they're not as much of it changes the storyline a bit. Not to say that they're not mature as well. The stories aren't mature, but it is a different ballpark when you have like not only adults, if you will, but like older women.
Yeah.
Which is something you don't see every day, right? And I love that. I love that aspect. And I love how they kind of threw you in, because I genuinely was like, so she's a cop. Okay. Cool. Okay, this is interesting.
I like how campy like that was. Of like, I'm like, oh, she's like a. Yeah. I was like, why is she acting like this? And I was like, it's because she's like, she thinks she's in a.
Yeah.
In like a cop show, she like a detective show. Yeah.
Right, and so when you kind of, which of course we're talking spoilers now. If you haven't watched it yet, what are you waiting for? But it is very interesting, because at first you are taken for this ride of like, oh, okay, so this is her life now. But then she starts to seep through and do the very campy behavior of like.
So, yeah.
Eat my ass, chief. It's like, oh, there she goes.
So I will say, yeah, the switch, and then like the realization of like who she is, like going from like that person. This is not a spoiler, but she's stuck in a spell from end of WandaVision.
If you remember from Wanda, and I couldn't remember exactly what Wanda said, but she was just,
she's basically
like,
bound to the town.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the town's back to normal, but she's bound
to
the town.
But she's bound to the town, yeah. And so she's caught
in
this.
So that was crazy to kind of see and see all those characters in
so
Westview
great.
From WandaVision. That was cool and nice to see.
Right.
Dottie. Yeah.
And then Mrs. Hart. And then Jones, the chief of police with the mustache.
But it looks really fun. Aubrey Plaza's amazing.
Holy cannoli. I was like stricken by her. I knew she was going to be good because she's Aubrey Plaza. But that first episode, she comes in so strong, but in like a way that only Aubrey Plaza could get away with.
Yeah.
And amazing. And she plays Rio Vidal. I don't think they've actually said her name. I think maybe she said Rio at one point, but
yes,
or she had something that was visible. Yeah, but
after this series, there's gonna be some.
I saw that
characters that we're gonna we're gonna have to be talking about, and then some might make an appearance after. We'll see how
we'll
they fit
see.
In. I don't know, but witches, man,
witches,
Halloween,
so good.
Guys, it's kind of scary.
I
like there was definitely points where I was like.
Jeff at one point literally turns to me and goes, this is scary. And I was like, it is.
I was like, what is this? I don't like this.
He doesn't like spooky, if you didn't know.
I just don't like, I wasn't ready for like the jump scares.
And it gets so much worse though, because that first trailer, the very first trailer they unveiled, because you know, we were all kind of like, what is this going to be?
We literally
like,
have no idea.
We
like
had
what
no
it was.
Idea. What it, and then they drop the trailer and you're like, oh, totally. This is going to scare people. And they do like full on, what it looked like in the trailer. So this is, again, not a spoiler. It looks like a full on exorcism.
Yeah.
And like,
it's like
the girl is like bent backwards and crawling
on her
hands.
Yeah, it's like Sabrina
hands.
The Teenage Witch.
Yeah.
Like comedy.
Yeah.
But then it's like, don't look under the bed type vibe.
Yeah. I like it.
Halloween Town.
It's so great.
Vibe.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh.
Yeah. So the short long of it is that it's got a few main players so far. And of course, Catherine Hahn as Agatha Harkness, with Joe Locke as an unnamed teen.
Wow. Even on IMDb.
It just is teen.
I love that.
I mean, there are clearly theories. One of them starts with Mephisto, but...
Oh God!
I saw the best tweet, and it was the butterfly meme of the anime character, and it was like, WandaVision fans, is this Mephisto? And I was like, any character in Agatha all along, is this Mephisto? And that's true. Sashir Zamata as Jennifer Kale, Aubrey Plaza as Rio Vidal, Ali An as Alice Wu Gulliver, Patti LuPone, who I never would have imagined being
Icon.
An MCU.
Iconic.
Playing Lilia Calderu.
Yeah, so after seeing these first two episodes and the ending of episode two, I'm like, okay, how is this all going to pan out? Because it's nine episodes.
It's nine episodes, man.
I mean, I do miss the days of... 22 episode.
I know.
But I thought about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a lot of commitment for actors. Mm-hmm. And I don't think actors want to make that commitment anymore.
Right. Right. I forgot. I had a conversation pretty recently where someone said like, oh God, you know, like thinking about Parks and Rec days and
How I Met Your Mother, Community, anything. all of those.
You just have season after season after season with 13, 20, 25 episodes.
Like 22 episodes minimum.
Yeah. And now we've scaled back so far, like Friends even. And like how they were writing episodes to turn around the week prior. Now, so much goes into it that they have to minimize it down to like 9 episodes.
Yeah.
Which is kind of intense. But if you think about it, is 18 technically. But even some of these are 20 to 40 minutes. So it is almost the same.
I think it was like 39 to 40 whatever minutes. Yeah.
Right. So it's kind of wild how we've come this far. But
yeah.
Again, I'm hoping that it'll be a nice tight story that encompasses all the stories that they need to tell, and then they don't just fall off after the five number five.
As long as they set up the world, good storylines.
So far, it looks like
where it's going. We're going into like territory that we haven't touched in a in the MCU, which is witches, and people who have actually been alive longer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then Captain America.
Exactly.
And but not the Eternals.
And Wolverine.
And older than Wolverine.
Yeah. It's
probably
kind of
like
wild.
Yeah, now I think about it, probably like the Eternals and these witches are probably like the oldest.
Yeah.
Like people.
Because how old is Agatha? Like 300, 400, 300
something,
years
something,
old?
Whatever.
1700s.
The Salem witch trials.
1800s. So,
exactly.
Yeah, it's incredible. So I'm very much looking forward to this. Maybe we'll get our Mephisto finally. Who knows?
No. I mean, honestly, maybe. I could be wrong, but I just...
Yeah. God. Well, I mean, it is interesting, right? And I'm sure there are theories online. I just don't really look at it because I don't want to.
Yeah.
I know somebody said that in one of the trailers or teasers, whatever it was, if you had captions on, it did say Billy. But I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then if you watch the episode itself, if you watch his mouth move, Joe Locke, as he's speaking and he's trying to tell Agatha who he is and is blurred out, the scrawl on his mouth does look very much like an M, but that could also mean Maximoff, could mean an upside down W, like who knows, but the mouth movement seems very articulate to Billy Maximoff or Kaplan. Billy Kaplan.
I guess we'll find out.
And we're going to find out. I think we'll find out in the third or fourth episode.
Okay.
I think. But there's a ton of theories. Again, there's a bunch of theories.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if he's Wanda's son, Billy, that perhaps she put a protective spell on him. And that's why Agatha can't hear him. Or she can't.
Because I feel like only Agatha can't.
Yeah, the rest of them can.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think it's just an Agatha thing, and that's why she can't she can't hear the story or anything, whereas everybody else probably can.
Dye told me that, like, what if Wanda makes like a cameo?
Right.
I don't think she will.
Are you sure?
I don't think so.
Not at all? Jeffrey.
I want to be proven wrong, but I don't think so. I don't think so.
I mean, it would be
wild. She's dead.
And also, it is. I mean, but she is playing very coy. Speaking of Elizabeth Olsen, is playing very coy.
I haven't seen any of her interviews.
Oh, really? I saw one like fly by, and someone had asked her like, "Oh, or you know, like they mentioned like, oh, what is you know with Wanda? You know, people are asking about Wanda. What do you think?" She's like, "I would love for Wanda to come back to life in an amazing way."
So she's dead.
And I'm like, oh, I don't know. I don't trust anybody after Andrew Garfield.
That's true. I don't think anyone can trust anyone after Andrew Garfield.
No one is trustworthy. So, I mean, God knows.
Andrew Garfield was fighting for his life.
Yes, he was. So who knows? Maybe. But, you know, of course, like, as we heard at the El Capitan, like, even when there was the smallest inclination of Wanda, someone was like,
I know.
Aww. Like, you literally heard, aww.
I was like, guys, it's the first episode.
I know.
Like, she's not. Like,
the payoff isn't going to be there.
Yeah.
If it's going to be anywhere. Yeah.
She's dead.
She's dead.
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 Dead. Anyway. But yeah, so I am very much enjoying it. Of course, every episode drops on Wednesday. I don't know if it's going to be 6 p.m. I assume it's 6 p.m.
Every Wednesday.
Until
that's when work's done for me.
Yeah, until October 30th, which is of course a Wednesday as well, the day before Halloween. So
wow, that's superb timing.
I love it. I love it. I'm so into it.
I will be chilling.
I know. I thought initially, and I think I said this in another episode, I thought it was running until like November 2nd or November 6th or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, they changed it. They changed it to, it runs until October 30th. So right there, man.
Hell
ready.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
I'm so excited. I legitimately am.
Yeah.
Excited
Same.
For this one.
I like it a lot. I think if you haven't watched it yet and you've made it this far on the podcast, definitely give it a try. It is very well written, like Curly and Sangai said. It's well written, superb acting. It is spooky, campy, everything Madison said.
It's fun and spooky.
I feel like I have to.
Fun again, but spooky.
Here, let's play the clip because it's
also
so
put the clip
funny.
Here.
Yeah, put the clip right here.
At first it was fun, then scary, then fun again, then spooky, but in a fun way.
But in a fun way.
Oh.
It's the hand motion.
That's literally the best way to explain it. Yeah. I can't even.
So good. You can't get any better than that. So again, make sure you check it out. Even give it a try. We promise you'll like it. So, I mean, that's it for this mini Marvel. We don't have much to talk about just yet, but I feel like once Agatha gets going and this whole Demolition Man thing is
I told you, after Deadpool Wolverine, it was a hard reset.
Which,
so.
Speaking of, Deadpool Wolverine streaming digitally and
available
October 1st.
First.
So it'll be out next week, and so after all that promo is done, I'm feeling it's gonna be either Ironheart or we could get our first teaser look at X-Men 97 season 2. I'm thinking more it's Ironheart and Captain America time.
Yeah, they have more. Yeah, they have more things that they can spread
especially
out.
Especially Cap,
which I was like, this is nice. we can take breathers.
Yep,
because
it's
I feel
so
like
better.
All last year.
It was just like
every month was a different project.
Exactly.
And so now it's like, cool, Deadpool Wolverine.
Yeah.
Now it's like Agatha. Yep. And then nothing until on February, right?
Yeah.
Cap. Or, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
February.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
unless
like
they decide to drop Ironheart
trailers
December.
And stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't remember when that's supposed to come out.
Never said anything.
Yeah.
But so, Tell yeah, you. We're going to get like a lot of stuff in the next year.
Yes,
but it's not going to be shoved down our throats, which I appreciate.
I think they learn. And they're also caught up.
Yes.
Because it was about catching up for Marvel, of course,
so,
for the strikes and everything. So
strikes, COVID,
and
everything, delayed production. So now we're in a good, now they're in a good place.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic Four is filming.
Amazing.
Yes.
All the good stuff.
It's going to be so fun.
So great. So, next up. So, spooky season is upon us, and we're finally going to take it back and tackle old Flamin' Head himself, Ghost Rider.
Oh, yeah. We're really,
it's about
we're
time.
Really, we're throwing it back.
And this one's for Eddie. Eddie has been asking for this episode from, like, I don't know, maybe 2022.
Yeah.
He's been asking, when's Ghost Rider?
Well,
we're going to do it.
It's that time.
We're finally going to do it. And then maybe we'll have Jeff update us on his Elizabeth Olsen adventure and if he's finally going to do it.
Don't get your hopes up, guys. I'm also shy.
And with all that said, that is the end of this mini Marvel. Thanks for listening or watching if you're checking us out on YouTube. A special thank you to all of our Patreon supporters, especially a We Are Groot salute tier, and we're here to thank Edgar, Andrea, Ashley, Ariel, Andrew, Tyler, Melanie, Joe, Liz, Robin, Ed, Laura, Jenny, Chris, Nats, Katie, and Sherry.
Woo!
Follow us on social at STRKCNTRST, and if you like what you hear, please review, rate, and subscribe.
Once again, thanks for listening and watching.
And watching.
We will catch y'all in the next one.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Agatha Harkness. You've been under the influence of another. The only way to end a curse is to face it.